think we had a... Who's there? You in the back? And now it's time for me to go and give the trays out to the men monthly, otherwise they won't have any food. So, you know, Baba put me in the kitchen on a blue bus tour. In 1939, till then, you see, while we were traveling, wherever we stayed, we had short halts, so you see, one day, 2 days. And Baba lovers in that area would very lovingly provide us with lunch and supper and all that. But then, of course, we left in 2 days, so that was okay. But now we've come to a place in Jabalpur, and we are going to have a long stay, a month or two, I think. Baba said, now, I can't impose my Baba love, my lovers to feed me all the time I'm here. Not one or two, we are 35 people here and there. So Baba said, he called me and Manu, Erich's sister, one day in the early morning. He said, from tomorrow you two will cook for all the women here. I said, yes, Baba. And Manu also said, yes. I had never been in the kitchen in my life. I never knew anything about cooking. I had no time. You see, I finished my high school and then I passed my matriculation. Then Baba sent me to Nashik, and then Baba, then in 1938 I joined Baba, finished. So I had no time to learn cooking or be in the kitchen. And Baba says, you will cook. And I thought, my God. I don't know anything about cooking. How am I going to cook for 35 people? So I said, yes, Baba. And I said, thank you for Manu being there, because she will help me. She knows cooking. So she, Gaimai, that's Erich's mother, had taught her children, all the children, cooking. But that was for a family of 5 or 6, not more, not 35 people. So Manu was so scared. She said, oh, thank God, Katie's there. We'll both help each other and we'll do something. Next morning we go to the kitchen. Yes, we had simple meals, dal and rice or some curry and rice. And in the evening one vegetable and chapatis, nothing else. So it wasn't anything elaborate. We were complete vegetarians. So Mani and I go there, the sack of rice is there, the sack of dal is there. We don't have fancy fireworks or fireplaces or anything. This is all no gas, no electricity, nothing. We have to light the fire with the wood and damp cow dung cakes, you know. At all stored for us, but all damp. Mm-hmm. And you blow your eyes out, you blow everything up, the eyes become red, it start watering, the fire won't light soon, and the fire is at this height, you know, to stand on a stool and cook, because I just got red in the face all the time, so I had to stand up and see what was cooking inside. The vessels were this size. So it was a hard way we start life. But I run to Naja, you know, Baba's cousin, who was always cooking for the Prem Ashram boys. She knew she could cook for 200 people, 300 people, and yet know everything. So, and she was sick then. So Baba said she wasn't to go in the kitchen at all and not interfere in anything like that. So I'd take my measures and I'd take the vessels and I go to Naja and say, Naja, how much cups of rice do I need for 35 people? How much water shall I put in? How long does it cook? How long shall it boil? How much? And she would tell me, you know. So one day, 2 days, 3 days, one day it would be puddingy, one day it would be not cooked properly. The less water I put, it became raw. Everybody shouted. Then pudding is, and I said, a nice old people can won't have to chew, it'll be just swallowed nicely. Baba called me. Can't you cook better, Katie? I said, Baba, yes, Baba, I'm trying my very best, Baba. But Baba, mistakes do happen. Yes, the rice gets a little puddingy, it becomes a little raw. Baba said, try your best. Try. I said, yes, Baba, I'm trying my very best. So till then, now I'm still in the kitchen. So, yeah, understand? So I'm thus not rid of that kitchen. But now I can cook. I can say I can cook, but I don't like to cook the stereotype ordinary meals. I like to create my own cooking. Mm. Yeah. And all over the world, wherever I traveled, wherever I stayed with people, I used to cook for them. Yes, and I enjoyed cooking for them. Yeah. Because there we had shrimps, mutton, lamb chops, the, my, what are those, pork chops, everything, and I showed them how to cook on that. So it was fun. And it was fun cooking and eating, of course. Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Thank you
very much. You're here today? You'll take me?
I'm back. I'm for lunch.
Okay.